New tonight here at News Nation, the U.S. Justice Department has recovered most of the ransom money from that Colonial Pipeline hack. This comes as the agency goes after a series of cyber attacks in recent months, which have been targeting everything from our food supply to transportation. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil is live for us in Washington, D.C. tonight with those details. Good evening, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Marnie. They got a little taste of their own medicine in this case. The FBI, the DOJ announced they were able to take back $2.3 million in Bitcoin. Remember, these hackers wanted to get paid in Bitcoin, in that digital currency. So that is about half of the total that the company, Colonial, ended up paying out in ransom to these hackers. Obviously, a very big deal there. The Deputy Attorney General today, Lisa Monaco, said this is a huge hit to these hackers, and hopefully it deters hackers in the future, because she says taking the money back undermines their biggest motivation, which is that ransom payment. So we also learned today from the DOJ a couple of things about these hackers in this group. They call themselves the Dark Side, and we know they've actually been stalking American companies looking for vulnerabilities for the better part of the last year, including Colonial, which is a company they ended up hitting. They're known as what's called a ransomware service network. So basically what that means is they will sell the technology that hackers use in these attacks, and in return, DarkSide gets some of that ransom payment. So thankfully, the FBI, they were able to track and seize some of the kickback money that was going to DarkSide. Here's what Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said earlier today.
The sophisticated use of technology to hold businesses and even whole cities hostage for profit is decidedly a 21st century challenge. But the old adage, follow the money, still applies. And that's exactly what we do.
So Deputy AG Monaco there says this is the first time that the Department of Justice called on its brand new team. It's known as the Ransomware and Digital Extortion Task Force to do this kind of work. And while this is certainly good news, it does raise some serious questions moving forward about how companies are supposed to be handling cybersecurity. And they got a question at that press conference about whether this is a playbook for companies that may be vulnerable. Do they, if they get hacked, just pay the ransom and then count on the FBI and the DOJ to later go after hackers and try to get them their money back? That question wasn't really answered. And there's also questions about, you know, who is actually being held accountable here. While this money is coming back, remember, there is a group of hackers somewhere likely in Russia that has not been arrested, that have not been so far prosecuted, and it may take the Russian government trying to cooperate with the United States to actually find these people in Russia and to prosecute them. So still a lot of questions answered moving forward about how you actually deter this and hold people accountable. Marnie.